Vietnam, by Stanley Karnow. The book is subtitled A History. Dedication for Annette, who was there at the beginning. They made a wasteland and called it peace. Tacitus. Preface. This book, here appearing in a revised edition, has been remarkably successful since it was first published in late 1983. Its popularity seems to me to reflect the extent to which Vietnam has pervaded the American psyche. The war has inspired numbers of other histories, as well as memoirs, novels, poems, films, and plays, and is taught in colleges and high schools throughout America, attracting students who were not yet born when U.S. combat troops initially entered the conflict. I am convinced that Vietnam will captivate future generations, and I'd like to believe that my work, in addition to broadening interest in the topic, has contributed to a better understanding of the experience. The roots of the book reach back to the early 1950s in Paris, where I began my professional career as a journalist. France, supported by the United States, was then fighting to retain its colony in Indochina against the Viet Minh, the communist-led nationalist movement. Reporting on the war from a distance, I acquired some familiarity with the names and places of Vietnam, scarcely imagining that it would subsequently become my beat. Then in 1959 I was assigned to Asia, as America's commitment to Vietnam was deepening, and covered the conflict there until its dramatic conclusion, 16 years later. In 1981, I revisited Vietnam for 2 months, the longest period authorized an American correspondent.